Welcome to another episode of the Zintensivist podcast. Today we're going to be discussing the post Self-Selected Blind Spots. It is impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. Epictetus. I'm guessing Epictetus didn't have lifelong learning and medical education in mind when he wrote this line. As a Stoic philosopher, this message was likely intended for deeper introspection. However, the lessons certainly apply to our development as clinicians. As I reflect upon my experience as both a learner and educator, I think this lesson can apply to us in many ways. Here are some warning signs that a false sense of mastery, premature closure of expertise, end quote, may be present. Anecdotes ahead. For learners. I find this particularly concerning when precepting trainees, physicians, and advanced practice providers alike. A learner will repeatedly give affirmative statements of understanding during bedside teaching, which usually amounts to interspersed rapid, yeah, sure, clearly showing they aren't internalizing the message. We've probably all done this to some degree, and I suspect this is mainly a defense mechanism. The other possibility is a loss of engagement due to relative complacency. Invoke Dunning-Kruger here if you like, often in the middle to late stages of a training program. I haven't identified the antidote for this problem and would love to hear some feedback in the comments. My current practice is to directly name the behavior, ask them to slow down and consider the clinical entity and its management go deeper than they may realize. Automaticity. At any stage of your career, from internship onward, your actions and behaviors become automatic. Every case of septic shock, for example, is managed the same as all the others, and importantly, hasn't changed in a long period of time, often years, or shorter if you're in training still. This seems like a high-risk setup to continue to practice as you were initially trained. I don't expect all of us to pull out a textbook every time we're seeing a condition which we are experts. This is certainly not pragmatic, nor would it be necessarily beneficial. If we're honest with ourselves, there are probably large blind spots in our knowledge on conditions we care for on a daily basis. Here are some questions to consider. How well do I really understand the physiology underlying this manifestation of disease? What is the strength of evidence and its effect size for this intervention I give to patients every day? Is the available evidence applicable to this particular patient? Are there aspects of this condition that I could learn more deeply in order to personalize their care? Once we view our actions through this lens, it is intensely humbling to consider how vulnerable our mental frameworks may be. Closing. Automaticity and complacency affect us all, at different times and intensities. We think about cognitive biases often in medicine, but the simplest one may be the quasi-conscious decision not to seek out ways to deepen our learning. A healthy dose of curiosity may be a powerful antidote. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Zintensivist podcast. We'll see you next time.